Hey, thanks for calling in to customer service. This is Marcel. How can I help?
I ordered something from you all about a week ago, and I ordered it's something to conserve gas. It was $7.95, and I was looking at my account. You all took the $7.95 out, plus you deducted $56.95.
Okay, let me look into that for you. Okay, what's your zip code so I can locate the account?
20747.
747. What's your first and last name?
Francis Littlejohn.
Okay. All right. All right, and for security purposes, let me just verify your shipping address. Hello, ma'am?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Let me get your shipping address just for security verification.
Okay, 2903 West Avenue, District Heights, Maryland, 20747.
All right. So, yes, ma'am. I do see here where you started the trial for the fuel saver.
Yeah.
All right. So, let's see here. All right. Let's see. All right. So the charge that you see on your account, so that is for you to receive an entry for like the sweepstakes drawing that for the fuel saver. And so basically at this point, the $56.95, that's a charge for the discount shopping store where you'll receive a $125 voucher monthly for
No,
this discount store.
I called there, and they told me they were going to try to get it straight.
Who did you call, ma'am?
I called there, the same number I'm calling you on,
Oh, okay, I see, I see.
and they told me, but see, to me, this is false advertisement. That's why I'm going to have to get in touch with the Federal Trade and the Better Business Bureau. Because I have ordered from not from you before, but from places like have these little things on your phone. I only ordered for the $7.95 thing, and because of you all, my electric is going to be turned off because I allowed myself the $7.95, not $56.95 plus $7.95.
Yes, ma'am. I as I'm looking at your account, I see that your account is completely deactivated. You're completely canceled out with us. This was back on the 9th of
No,
February.
the guy told me, he said the bank, he said my account was pending, so they couldn't do anything until after it was cleared.
Oh, so okay. Did you file a dispute, maybe? Is that what it was?
There was a dispute because I didn't want to pay. I only paid what you all asked me to pay, the $7.95. How are you going to automatically deduct $7.95 and then $56.95?
Let me look into this because I'm also seeing that there was a full refund as well. So let me see if there was maybe a mistake made, and I'll definitely correct it for you. Okay, give me one second. I'm sorry about that. Let me look into it. This was on the 9th. Let me go back. This was on the
What's
8th.
your name?
My name is Marcel.
I'm not sure. You might be the one I talked to.
No, I can assure it wasn't me, ma'am. All
Because
right.
I'm gonna
So
have to call Federal Trade or Better Business. I'm gonna call both of them. I mean, I don't have $56.95 just to give away.
yes,
That's
ma'am.
false. That's false advertisement.
Yes, ma'am. I did go ahead and send that back to you, a full refund. And your account was already canceled, but I went on and sent that back to you. So I can't really recancel, but it is canceled. That part was done.
But so how are you gonna do? What's the process? What's the next process?
Oh no, it's done. I've already sent back the refund. You'll see it back in your account in 3 to 5 business days.
And your name is Mar what?
Marcel, Marcell.
Do y'all do everybody like that?
I'm not
Well,
understanding your question.
I mean, I'm saying you're gonna charge almost. You're gonna charge $50 more than you than you say you, than the price really is. If you have something else on the computer, this is what I'm saying, asking you. If you have something else on the computer that I want to order, and it says $7.95, so you're going to take out $56 or $57 plus the $7.95? That's false. That's illegal. You can do anything you want with my credit card.
No, ma'am. The only reason that that money was withdrawn from your account was because per the terms and conditions, that was an authorization that once your trial period ended, we could charge you for the full price of the product.
Once the trial, how long is the trial period?
Looks like your trial period was like 14 days, maybe 15 days.
So has it ended?
Yes, ma'am. It did end, but as I'm looking at your notes here, I'm able to go ahead and get everything straight for you, so you don't have to worry about anything else.
Okay, Marcella, I'm gonna be coming for you.
I understand. All right, I ain't mad at you. Now.
I'm telling you, if I don't get this money, I give you all to the rest of the week.
All right, yeah, do that. Give us 3 to 5 business days, okay? And you should definitely see that drafted back into your account. If you want to, I would recommend go ahead and calling your banking institution as well, just so they can be on the lookout for it.
Okay. All right.
All right. You have a great one, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks for calling customer service.